Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. We get to continue this green and growing season after Pentecost. We get to continue adding our voices to those of God's people across the planet, giving thanks and praise. There are Sunday school bags in the back, so if there are children here, then please make sure they get that little taste of God's love for them today. We've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. As part of our worship, we will be remembering in prayer those who have been affected most recently by hurricanes. As usual, Lutheran Disaster Response is always ready to help in those places. And if you would like to make a contribution to that ministry, please make sure that you write Lutheran Disaster Response. You can write a check to them directly, write it in the memo. If you wish it all to go to hurricanes, then just put hurricane on there as well. But we remember and we give thanks for God's presence, but we now ask for God's sustaining help as these people continue to dig out from all of the things that happened to them. Our worship, though, begins and continues as we join together singing our gathering song. The song is Your Grace is Enough. It will be led by the Phantom Praise Team today. But let us rise and sing together, Your Grace is Enough.
Great is Your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of Your salvation, and all Your people sing along. So bring
children, remember Your promise, oh God.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Benevolent, merciful God, when we are empty, fill us. When we are weak in faith, strengthen us. When we are cold in love, warm us, that with fervor we may love our neighbors and serve them for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first lesson is from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2, 1 through 4. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw, O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise, so the law becomes slack, and justice never prevails. The wicked surrounds the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end. It does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them. But the righteous live by their faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, who I worship with a clear conscience as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on my hands. For God did not give us spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called on us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith, the love, and that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 17th chapter. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. They're on their way. A few extra steps. There they come. Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm very happy to see you. I'm very happy to see you. And how are all of you today? Good, 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 good. All right, all right, all right. So do you have enough or do you need some more? Do you have enough or do you need some more? What was your question? Of what? That's it. That's it. How do I know if I have enough if you don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, what if I was saying, do you have enough candy or do you need more? More. How about you? You need more? All right, what if I was saying about money? Do you have enough money or do you want some more? I want some more. All right, all right. What if I was talking about chores at home? You want some more of those, right? Or do you have enough chores?
I have enough.
You have enough? Oh, my goodness. How about just work outside the house, right? You know, you have enough. All right, all right. So it depends on what we're talking about when we say, do we have enough or do we want more? Today, the disciples asked Jesus, increase our faith. They said, we need more. But faith is one of those amazing things because faith can feel like chores at times. All right? And yet faith is also something precious, like gold or really good candy. All right? And so sometimes we want more and sometimes we think we have enough. All right? And what Jesus tells the disciples and what I get to tell you is that we don't need more faith. We get to learn how to live our faith better. All right? You have enough. What we get to do is learn how to share it, how to live it, how to make sure that all of that faith that we already have goes out to the world. Because God always makes sure we have enough. All right? So if someone's talking about faith and they say, do you have enough or do you want more? You can always say, yes, I have enough because God gives it to me. But what we need to do is learn how to go and share it with all of those people as best we possibly can so that we get to love them just like those dinosaurs get to love people in those on those pants of yours. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for showing us that we have enough and that we can always share our faith and share your love more and more and more with those around us. Walk with us as we try to live our faith, and we thank you for this day. Amen. You guys have a great day today, all right? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I've told this anecdote before, but it's a good one, and you'll probably keep hearing it, so take it up for number two or number three or whatever it is. I watched an interview once between, and I can't remember who the interviewer was, and a member of the DuPont family. Now, the DuPont family, they're the ones who were part of that chemical company, and they have always been a wealthy family here in the United States. And the interviewer asked, he said, Mr. DuPont, how much money is enough? And Mr. DuPont pondered that for a while, and he said, just a little bit more. Now, there's an awful lot of people who fall into that same kind of attitude concerning money or cars or baseball cards. And for them, there is never really enough because what they're after is always just a little bit more. It appears that the disciples in today's gospel have that attitude towards faith. Right before our gospel story today, Jesus has been speaking to the disciples about forgiveness and about how God's love calls us to forgive other people extravagantly. And they plead and they pray, increase our faith. They don't think they have enough faith to forgive as Jesus is teaching them. They don't think they have enough faith to love as Jesus has been living and showing and eventually commanding us to love. They don't think they have enough faith to follow Jesus. And I think that that sounds really familiar. How often do we think that we have faith enough? How many of us wouldn't add our voices to the disciples' prayer today, increase our faith? When we look at the world around us, when we see the need for God's love everywhere, it can be overwhelming. Add to that when we know our own weaknesses and we see how inadequate we seem to be in the face of all of that, then I know that it is overwhelming. Increase our faith becomes a common prayer for many of us, just like it was for the disciples. Jesus' answer to the disciples today is quite amazing. And then listening to Jesus and to Habakkuk and to Paul in 2 Timothy, we get a new sense of what faith really is. And we are called to realize that we have enough. Enough. Jesus lets his disciples know that they have enough. They think that they need more. They believe that what they have is ineffective. And Jesus tells them that if their faith was the size of a mustard seed, and we have established here before that a mustard seed is really, really tiny. If they had faith the size of a mustard seed, they could do miracles. The implication of Jesus' image is that they have enough. They don't need to increase their faith. We don't need more. What we need is to learn how to live the faith that we have been given. See, that's the first truth about faith that we learned today. Faith is a gift from God. And like all other gifts that God gives everyone all that they need. Faith isn't merely believing the unbelievable. And it's not something that we keep on a shelf and dust off only when it's necessary. Faith is action and life and living in the world. We all have enough faith because faith is less a noun we possess and much more a verb we act. Faith is a way of life. It's a way of living. For me, it comes down to a simple equation. Faith equals belief plus trust plus action. We believe in God's promises. We trust that God will keep those promises. Then we act as if those promises matter to us and to all around us. That is faith. Many people think that faith is believing in something in spite of evidence or in the face of a lack of proof. Faith is more living in spite of the consequences. No matter what happens, we stand firm in our faith because that faith is in God's love. Faith is trusting without reservations because we know that it is God in whom we trust. And so as we go out into the world living God's vision for it as our mission, some days we work hard to bring God's love to the people around us. And there is still more to do. There is always more to do, and Jesus reminds us of that today. No matter how much or even how little we do, we are servants, and to quote Jesus, worthless servants of that, who have only done what we could. The good news that Jesus shares with us is that if we are truly living our faith, if we are sharing God's love and goodness, then even if we feel like we haven't done enough, it is enough for today. We can always do more. But living our faith and sharing God's love, building God's kingdom and living God's dream is always enough because the love of God has reached someone. Jesus is telling us that we don't need more faith. We need to live the faith we have. And like Habakkuk, when we look out at the world, we see violence and wrongdoing. There is strife, and it appears that justice will not prevail. But like Habakkuk, we can stand on our watchpost in faith. We can live that faith, loving and caring for the people around us as God's righteous one who live by faith. Timothy was ashamed and afraid because his mentor, Paul, had been arrested and imprisoned. Timothy was afraid that he might be next. He was ashamed that Paul was in prison, and perhaps Timothy was even ashamed of the gospel that imprisoned him. In today's reading, Timothy wasn't feeling very faith-filled or faithful. But Paul reminds him of the faith of his mother and his grandmother, of the examples that they have lived and shown to Timothy and to many others. Paul is reminding Timothy that even though faith is a gift from God, faith is also passed on and passed down. We have examples in our lives of people living that faith, sharing their time and gifts, bringing love to dinner tables and to the line at the store, to factories and offices and schools. Paul is encouraging Timothy to hold tight to those examples and to be not ashamed. Paul wants Timothy and all of us to see that faith defeats fear and shame because it is God to whom we are faithful. If faith really is life in spite of the consequences or trusting without reservations, then Paul is living that faith in prison as an example and is reminding Timothy and all of us of the power of faith and the joy that comes in following Jesus no matter the circumstance. Today we are also reminded that we're not the only one who is supposed to do all things. We have sisters and brothers around us to aid us as we join together as God's children, as we join together as servants of God's kingdom. We have those who have gone before us, who have passed on to us examples of godly living and faithful life. We are working to provide the future with more and more opportunities to live as God's people. And right now, we have each other, and we have the sisters and brothers all around us to help us, and that we can help so that we might bring God's kingdom into reality more and more. Today, Jesus reminds us that there is always more to do. We should never think to sit back and say, I've done enough. There are always ways to live our faith and to share God's love. We can and we should find joy in our loving. But the world around us needs that love so much that Jesus wants us to remember that there is always more to do. There are always more people to love and forgive. There is always more help to bring. Nevertheless, God loves you, and God loves all of us. And as for faith, we have enough for today. Amen. And so in celebration and remembrance of our baptism, let us confess our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As scattered grains of wheat are gathered together into one bread, so let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's good creation. We pray for your holy church in every place, and for those who serve following the example of Christ. Help them to live by faith and walk by the light of your gospel. Lord, in your mercy. For parts of the world ravaged by natural disaster, relieve those affected by floods, wildfires, droughts, earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. We lift before you especially the people of Puerto Rico, Cuba, Florida, and the Carolinas. Lord, in your mercy, for every nation and for those entrusted with authority, grant our leaders self-discipline in all things and inspire them with love for your people. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Janet, Carol, Andy, Jack, Brenda, and Rhonda. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy, for this and every congregation, rekindle your gifts within your people and inspire councils, committees, and individuals to plan and work together that all may know your love. Lord, in your mercy, in thanksgiving that you have abolished death and for the saints who have died, bring us all to eternal life with you. Lord, in your mercy, gathered together in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon all of you with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us. Like a fire burning, Son of God, you are the one. You are the make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us. Like a fire burning.